This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Troubles with bridges. Instead of bridges over troubled waters, it's the opposite. Troubled bridges over everything here right now. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and we welcome Ken Harries, who is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, talking about bridge repairs, of which there are many. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with what's going on with these bridges over the HOV lanes over 528 or Route 28 and 579. I mean, this over the weekend, I saw some video of the structure, these support structures that have deteriorated, and looks like they're closed indefinitely. So until they determine how they can repair or replace it, sounds like it's going to take a while.
Probably very likely, and regrettably, these things are... they do happen, and I'm afraid they're going to continue to happen. We've been neglecting maintenance for an awfully long time.
Ken, I was looking at a report earlier this morning that says that the support column that's in question here, the one that they're looking at closely, typically they'll find some cracks at the top of a support column where you would get the salt leakage and that. But this, they say, is a long vertical crack in the column. Why is that a bigger problem?
I've not seen this particular column, and I'm not familiar with the report that you're referring to. So I'm a little bit reluctant to comment. But a long vertical crack could indicate a couple of different potential problems, including a load bearing issue. Is one thing, in which case, certainly out of an appropriate abundance of caution, PennDOT needs to shut this down and determine what's going on and determine what needs to happen to get the structure back open.
It's been a little over 3 years, January 28th, 2022, when the Fern Hollow Bridge collapsed, and obviously that's first and foremost what we're trying to avoid here as they go around. And different municipalities, the city, the state, the county, it depends on which bridge it is, right? Who's responsible, correct?
Yes, ultimately the bridge. I don't know who owns the HOB lanes. My suspicion it is PennDOT, I suspect.
Yes.
The owner of that particular bridge. But ultimately the inspection process is still overseen by PennDOT, regardless of who the owner is.
So you're talking about, let's talk about all the bridges around Schenley Park. A bunch of those have been closed for a while. You ought to know this, being at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yes, I do. I don't take those bridges. I live in East End, but yes, absolutely.
You can't get there from here. One of them says all bridges are closed ahead. Do we have any idea when we're going to fix all these bridges?
Do we have any idea when we're going to have the resources to do so? You know, obviously, we have limited resources to maintain and to fix bridges. When we have situations like we have in Schenley Park, obviously those go to the top of the pile. And as a result, some other bridges that require attention get knocked down the pile a little bit. The priority falls. I don't know, because of the changes in the Schenley Park bridges situation, where the first one was closed and then later the second, I'm not exactly certain what the time frame on that is at the moment.
One of the things that I was curious about in this report, by the way, that I was referring to is by John Shumway. You'll find it on the KDKA-TV website. He's at the end of it talking about they're just now getting...
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now look at this support column. They're taking the concrete off from the top of it to get a look at it, and they've got quite a job ahead of them to figure out what's going on, don't they?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, there's a lot of there remain a number of possibilities, and we can't discount that this is a little bit less of a structural issue, but because of the weather we've been having, the very extreme freezes and then thaws and whatnot, we could be also looking at issues associated with water ingress and the water freezing and thawing and damaging the concrete.
Well, the Panther Hollow Bridge was shut down, what, October 2024, due to structural concerns. I mean, these mm-hmm. issues just keep piling up, so... Go ahead.
Yeah, part of it is because we start looking following Fern Hollow. Needless to say, there was a lot of attention paid to starting to look at local bridges and see if there are other scenarios. And of course, the very first bridge that was looked at was shut down into Schenley Park. That's the Anderson Span, and Panther Hollow followed. And so. It is good that we are looking at these things. We have had deferred maintenance, and in some cases, very no maintenance for decades. We do need to start looking at these things, and unfortunately, when you defer maintenance, eventually it comes back and piles up, and I'm afraid that that's what we're starting to see now.
I guess, Ken, a lot of people that are listening are probably disappointed to find out that our infrastructure dollars, all that money that was being spent, that wasn't being spent on things like this.
Well, I mean, frankly, you don't get your name on a bridge repair, and that's the responsibility that we have to improve infrastructure, to add new infrastructure as different needs, different demands arise. It's not like the older infrastructure, the stuff that's already been built, goes away, and so we're constantly adding. We're very rarely taking away, removing infrastructure, in which case it just keeps compounding. And so if you do keep compounding, if you have one car, you have a certain amount that you need to spend on maintenance. And if you have four cars, you have a lot more to spend and a lot more time, and you're going to have fewer resources spent on each element. And unfortunately, that is sort of where we are at this point. And we are looking at infrastructure that is in the Fern Hollow case, not quite as old as some, but, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old.
Are they doing, the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County now, since Fern Hollow, a good job of inspecting these bridges?
I think they're more aware of it. I'll give you that. Nobody wants to be the inspector that missed something. And frankly, I think the fact that we are having the fact that we are talking about these things, the fact that occasionally structures are shut down on quite short notice, is an indication that we are doing, we're doing a good job at the inspection end of it. We're finding
All right, Professor, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, thanks much.
You got it. Professor Kent Harries, University of Pittsburgh Civil Engineering, and he is known around the country as an expert in bridge structure.
Well, he sure sounds like one.
Yeah, and there was a hint of frustration, I guess, to some degree. The reality is so many bridges around here to keep up.
Yeah, his analogy about the cars having one or four, I think that's a great analogy. And we have so many bridges here. I mean, we call it the city of bridges, right?
Right.
So it stands to reason that a lot of bridges that were built in the same generation are going to be needing attention at the same time.
And we're going to get more on this particular situation that did develop over the weekend with this bridge, the HOV lanes over Route 28. It's going to be a major issue for many. And we'll get you details coming up right after the top of the hour.